You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Hello and welcome. So glad to have you join us today. You are listening to Kingdom Sounds, a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. We want to say God bless you and acknowledge our pastors, Pastor Thomas Robinson and Teresa Robinson. You are welcome at Victory anytime. Our service times are Sunday mornings, 11 a.m. morning worship service, and back again on Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m. Please consider this your invitation to join us. I'm your host today, Andre Jordan. I'm excited about the Word of God. Let me quickly pray and let's see what is on the heart of God today. Kingdom Sounds. Father, we thank you so much. We bless your name. This is truly the day that the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice in it. We choose to be glad. We choose to exalt your name. We choose to bless you. So, Father, I thank you for every listener that did not stop on this radio dial by chance, but you've divinely ordained that they would hear this message and receive encouragement, receive strength in the inner man on today. I thank you for those that are outside of the ark of safety and do not know Jesus Christ. Father, let something be said to cause them to repent of their sins and to receive you, Christ Jesus, as Lord and Savior today. We bless you and we thank you. In the name of Jesus, have your way with this radio broadcast. Amen, amen, amen. So very quickly, let us take the time that we have and look at the Word of God. We're going to look in the book of Hebrews today, chapter 12. We're going to start with verses 1 through 3, but who knows where the Lord might want to take us. But the thought we have today is don't quit. Two little words. Don't quit. I don't know what you're dealing with. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what you need to be strengthened and encouraged about. But the Lord says to you and I today, don't quit. All right? Let's look at the Word of God in Hebrews. Hebrews 12, verse 1 and 3, it says, Therefore, since we are surrounded or compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. These are witnesses to the life of faith. Let us lay aside every weight, every strip of weight, every piece of weight, and the sin that does so easily beset us or slow us down. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down on the right hand throne of the Father. For consider Jesus, Jesus endured such contradictions of sinners against himself, yet Jesus was not wearied and faint in his mind. So lest you consider Jesus that way, you won't be weary and faint in your mind. That way you won't become weary and give up. Hallelujah. Not on my watch. Hallelujah. The topic today, the kingdom sound today, being released to you and I, into our spirits, into our bellies. Don't give up. Two little words, but they're powerful, but they're impactful. Don't give up. You can't give up. You can't give up. Why? You can't give up because you don't know, you haven't even realized your full potential. You cannot give up. I cannot give up. We haven't realized our full potential. Sometimes we don't even know, we're not even aware of all that God has deposited in us, all that God wants to do in and through us. But God knows what he made when he made you. God knows what he put in you and I today. You can't quit. You can't give up. Let me, this is our key scripture. We're coming out of Hebrews 12. We read verses 1-3, but I want to flip just for a quick minute to a very familiar passage of scripture. I just want to read it in your hearing. We're going to look really quick at Jeremiah 29 and 11, just really quick. Because you can't quit. Because I can't quit. We haven't reached our potential. We haven't even gotten halfway to all that God want to do in and through us. I just want to let you hear this. Jeremiah 29 and 11, we know it. We can almost quote it. But listen today. For I know, God says, the plans I have for you. That's why you can't quit. I got more for you. I've got greater plans for you. You can't quit. For I know the thoughts I have towards you. I know the plans I have towards you. The plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are thoughts of peace. The New Living Translation, they are plans for good and not for disaster. King James, and not for evil. They are thoughts of peace and not of evil. New Living Translation, they are plans for good and not plans for disaster. To give you an expected end. New Living Translation, to give you a future and a hope. God has so much more for you and I. God has great plans that he wants to roll out and unveil in our lives, that he wants to roll out and work and empower us to do for the kingdom of God in our lives. Don't quit. Somebody needs to be encouraged to not quit today. Do not quit. God has big plans for you, so you gotta keep going. So you can't throw in the towel. So you gotta stay in the fight. You can't quit. God has good things in store for you. It's not over yet. The enemy wants you to become wearied. The enemy wants to wear you down so you will quit. But it's not over. You can't quit. God has a good word and a good plan towards you. God has a good word and a good plan towards you. You can't quit. You've got to stay in the fight. Why? Because you win. You win. Sometimes when we're our wearies, we're at our most weary place. We almost can't see our way. We're focused and have taken our eyes sometimes off the spiritual realm, and we focus on the natural, and we're bombarded about what we see. We're bombarded about what we feel. We're bombarded about what we think. We're just, the enemy just kind of has an onslaught. When you think about a boxing match, sometimes in the natural, it feels like we're in the boxing ring and the enemy is doing the rope-a-dope on us. Pow, 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 from the left, right, uppercut, behind. But I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what the enemy, the lies that he's fiery darts he's shooting at your mind. I don't care. Reach back to the book of faith in Hebrews 12, where we started on today. Reach back to the word of God. Reach back to your faith in God. Reach back to the word of God. Reach back and remind yourself through the scripture that you can't quit, that you can't give up. Remind yourself. Let's go back to Hebrews 12. I just wanted to put the Jeremiah 29:11 scripture in your remembrance. God has great plans for you. God has thoughts and plans that are good, that are not evil, that are not for disaster, but they're plans for a good future and a good hope, good thoughts about you. He's unveiling the plans. Don't quit before you see what you win. Don't quit before you see what he promised. Don't quit before you see the manifestation of what God has created you for. Don't quit. Hang in there. May I say that to you? May I be a voice of encouragement to you today? Hang in there. Hang in there. Let's go back to Hebrews. So we're compassed about. We're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses in the life of faith. So today, God is using this word to encourage us in the place of faith, to stand in faith, to lay aside the weight. Think about in the natural. Think about in the natural, the Olympics, the runners, the track and field events. They have on light fabric. They have on light clothes. They have on light sneakers. They have laid aside the weight. The scripture is telling us today, we're encompassed about. The runners of faith from the scripture, the biblical examples of the track stars of faith from the scripture. We're encompassed and surrounded in the word of God by those that we can mark and follow their example. The example of faith, the example of standing, the example of enduring, the example of not giving up, the example of not quitting, the example of hanging on to God, hanging in there. The example of standing in faith, plant yourself firmly, plant your feet so you won't go down. It says in verse Hebrews 12:1, I read it again. Let us lay aside every weight. Every weight. Nobody runs in the Olympics with a backpack on their back. Nobody runs in the Olympics with the refrigerator on their back. Nobody runs in the Olympics with weights around their legs, weights around their arms. The scripture encourages us today, how do you not quit? Lay aside the weight. lay aside the weight. How do you not quit? It goes further. Lay aside the sin that does so easily beset us or slow us down. Let's unravel this thing today. God is encouraging us, don't quit. Don't quit. Eliminate, get rid of the things that cause you to want to quit. Lay aside weight. Lay aside weight. Lay aside distraction and weight and things that God has not called you to, that God has not assigned to you. Lay aside, examine, take inventory, see. What is weighing me? What is weighing me down? What do I have on my back, on my shoulders, that's not supposed to be there? I'm supposed to be free in Jesus to run the race set before me, to run it with joy, to run it with swiftness, to run it not encumbered. What is encumbering you? What are you entangled with? What am I? Not just you. I've got to examine my heart, myself also. I'm in it to win it too. I've got to lay down the weight. I've got to lay down the sin. So God is saying, don't quit, people of God. Don't quit. Stay in the fight. Stay in the race. You'll win it if you don't quit it. God wants the winner in you to come forth. God wants the winner in you to come forth. There is a winner in you. So the scripture tells us back to Hebrews 12:1, lay aside every weight, lay aside the sin that slows you down. So when you get rid of it, when you offload that, when you drop it, when we repent of the sin and God removes it from us as far as the east is from the west, and he cleanses us, when we drop the weights, the encumbrances, the entanglements, the things that ensnare us, our feet. Imagine being an Olympic track star and you show up at the starting line and you've got balls and chains on your feet, and then somebody takes a hammer and nails the chain, drives it into the ground. So when the whistle blows, you can't even move because you're so ensnared. You're so entangled. And all the other runners take off and you try to raise your feet, but you can't. You're weighted down. God is saying, I need you to lay aside these weights. He made us free agents. He says, I need you to lay them aside. God could annihilate them, crush them. You got to allow him. You've got to give him up. You've got to give up the weight. You've got to give up the sin. You've got to make a choice. I'm going to stay in the race. I'm going to stay in the fight. I will see the manifestation of the salvation of God in my life, through my life. I will be all that he's called me to be. I will not quit. I will not faint. I will not grow weary. I will trust in the Lord and allow him to bring me through. I will allow him to bring me through. I'm laying aside the weights today. I'm laying aside the weights today. I receive this word of the Lord, this kingdom sound. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't back up. Don't take a step back. Keep moving forward. It tells us. Then you can run the race with patience that is set before you. Then you can run the race with patience that is set before you. Why? When you get rid of the sin that easily trips you up, when you get rid of the lying, when you get rid of whatever it is, the dishonesty, when you get rid of it, when you become the men and women of integrity that we're called to be, we're light, right? No, wait, we're light. We're uplifted. We're encouraged. We're inspired to do and be what God has said. There's a purity, an innocence, a holiness, a righteousness. God said, get rid of the weight. Get rid of the weight. So you can be who I called you to be. So you can run the race with joy. So you can run the race with impatience. So you can run the race and give God glory with your life. God said, get rid of the weight today. Get rid of the sin. Get rid of the things that weigh you down, heavy burdens. I can't even move. God said, get free today. Get free in me today. God is here for deliverance today, to heal today, to minister today, to set us free today. Let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us. Let's go to verse 2. I've spent a lot of time on verse 1. Looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Looking to Jesus, where do you focus on? Focus is important in the natural when you think about Olympic and track stars. Where do they focus? I'll tell you where they don't focus. They don't run the race looking behind them. They don't run the race looking to see how well the runner next to them is doing. They don't run the race with a backwards glance. But the scripture tells us we are called to look to Jesus. Look to the author and finisher. Look to the blueprint. Look to the example. Look to the originator, the author and finisher of our faith, for whom the joy that was set before him endured. We're going to talk about that enduring. We've got to be able to endure. Let me remind you of what Jesus endured. The scripture tells us he endured the cross. He endured temptation. He endured being falsely accused. He endured being misunderstood. He endured being flat out lied on. He endured being rejected. He endured being accused of being the devil. He was betrayed by those he was close to. He was plotted against. He was arrested. He was beaten. He was publicly shamed. He was humiliated. He endured hostility from the household of what should have been believers, the household of faith. He endured shame upon shame upon shame upon shame. He endured the death on the cross. Jesus teaches us. He's our blueprint. He's our pattern. We follow him. Jesus teaches us endurance to run the race successfully. We get rid of the weights. We get rid of the sin, so we can run with patience, run with endurance, the ability to endure, the ability to not quit, the ability to continue, the ability to go forward, the ability to win. Jesus never quit. You can't quit, and I can't either. When we accepted Jesus Christ, he came to dwell in us and make his abode in us, to give us supernatural strength and supernatural stamina. The Holy Spirit of God indwelling us. There's something in us that won't let us quit. There's dunamis in us that I can't quit. There's dunamis in you, man of God and woman of God, people of God, that we cannot quit. Jesus paved the way for you and I today to last, to endure, to make it, to finish, to win. We cannot quit on God. God did not quit on us. We cannot quit on God. We cannot quit on God. I can't quit on him. We didn't even get to the cloud of witnesses of faith, but let me just run and look at a couple. Let me just say, what if the men and women of God had quit? What if Noah had quit when people ridiculed him, when people made a fool of him, when he was building the ark. What if Noah had said, I'm tired of this day in and day out, nailing on this ark, making this ark? What if we've got to realize, people of God, we can't quit. Why? Because there's lives at stake beyond your life and my life. There's the generations God wants to use us to impact. There's the millions, thousands, hundreds that God wants to use us to impact. It goes beyond ourselves. What if Abraham had quit? What if Abraham had not listened to the voice of God when God called him out of Ur of the Chaldeans, that said, Abraham, I'll make of you as the stars are in the heaven, I'll make a nation as the sand on the seashore. What if he had quit? I don't have the time, my God, but I want to encourage you in the midst of whatever your fiery trial is. It could be a health trial. It could be a relationship trial. It could be a financial trial. It could be a work trial, a business trial, a family trial, a children trial, a marriage trial, a husband trial, a wife trial. Whatever it is, I declare and speak strength to you today. The strength to stand and to endure. The strength to not quit. The strength of God, I declare and speak over you today. The strength of God to make it. The strength of God to not quit. The strength of God to endure. The strength of God to stand. I declare, do not quit. Hallelujah today. Bless you today. And I pray that anybody listening under the sound of my voice that does not know God, I pray that you will run quickly into the ark of safety. Simply ask God to forgive you of your sins, to cleanse you. Accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Acknowledge his birth, his death, his resurrection power, and the ability to resurrect in your life. Confess your sins before him. Believe on the Lord Jesus, and you shall be saved. God bless you today. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds, the radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries, 250 North Babcock Street. Our pastors, Thomas and Teresa Robinson, invite you to Victory. We're here every weekday, WWBC 100.7 FM radio at 6 p.m. Join us weekly for the Kingdom Sound of the Lord. God bless you, and don't quit on God.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to VIPMinistries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that he will make his face to shine upon you and be gracious.